Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to be with our listening audience again this week for Relevant Kingdom Conversation. This week, I am elated. Did you hear what I said? I am elated. I am that way because I have joining me this week three of my sons. I thank God for their parents, the women that gave birth to them, the fathers that planted seed. But I have claimed each and every one of these young men of Bluefield College's basketball team as my sons. And tonight I have with me Mr. Jorge Concepcion III, Mr. Olatunji Ibisimi, and Mr. Taekwon Reed. Guys, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. These three men are, as I stated, all members of the basketball team at Bluefield College. And they all hold a special place in my life. And you might say, well, Val, how is that? So there's so many. It's easy and it's hard. They all do. But you build relationships with some people differently. Jorge and Tunji, this is my second year with them. And from the first year, they made an impact and an impression on my life. Taekwon is new to our team this year, but from the onset, I knew that this young man had a story. I knew that there was great depth in him, and the more that I spend time with him, the more that I'm learning about the truth of who Taekwon really is. He's not letting me know all of it. He's still trying to hide some things, but I'm going to get it out of him. Taekwon, I'm going to get it out of you. You know I'm going to get it out of you, right?
Okay.
I will get it out of you. But tonight, they're going to share with me their perspectives on integrity and honor. Being college basketball players, and for me, being their character coach, I see a lot. I hear a lot. And Lord knows I am learning a lot about the sport, about the game in and of itself, and how very intricate pieces are dealing with coaches, dealing with players, dealing with referees, dealing with schools. We learn a lot. But because Bluefield College is a Christ-centered, student-focused campus where we are developing a culture where we are to live lives according to God's plan, we are to live lives with integrity. We are to honor those who we should honor. We find sometimes that it is a little bit challenging. So I'm excited tonight to hear from our young men. We're going to start off first with our team captain, Mr. Concepcion. So share with me, and if there's somebody you want to give a shout out to, please do that. Oh, we need to do this as well. Gooch, happy birthday. One of our players is celebrating a birthday today. Somebody
happy
joked
birthday,
on
Gooch.
His age. We're not
happy
even going
birthday,
to do that.
Gooch.
But happy birthday to you, Gooch. We love
you.
Go ahead. Stop playing.
Happy 30. I'm big guy.
Stop playing. Go ahead, Horace. Share with us, sweetie.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, what I'm doing.
Whatever you want to do. What is integrity to you? What does integrity mean to you? What does honor mean to you? And how do you feel that plays in your role as first, let's look at the fact that you're team captain, you're not a senior,
mm-hmm.
you're a sophomore.
Right.
Right? Sophomore?
Right.
Junior. No, sophomore?
Junior.
Right. Okay. Right. So
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are team captain.
Yes.
You have a great presence on campus and off. How does integrity play in your life and honor? You know, who do you look to that you feel you can honor, and what's a requirement that somebody would get that type of respect from you? How do those things play out in your life?
Well, for me, first it's always been a challenge to, like, be, quote-unquote, the perfect person you can be. I know for me personally, I'm the first male, like, in my family to go to college. So just being a good student and being a good person and stuff, like, itself was just big for me. But I know, like, trying to lead, it can't be the easiest. So you always try to lead by example. That's what I try to do with the guys on the team. But in order to lead by example, you have to perform and on the court as well as off the court, the best you can. So that's what I try to do. And as far as, like, honor and stuff, I just look forward to my family. You know, my family is, like, there's a lot of motivation to me, to, like, as far as school and the relationships I got. So I try to use them as much as I possible can, like, to just be the best.
Okay. What about you, Taekwon? What is integrity to you? What does that mean?
Basically just how I was raised and being honest to the good and the bad. Like, my family made sure that through anything I'd be honest with myself and with others. I was raised by a lot of females. I didn't really have my father in my life, so I try to live through them and try to be the best example for them because they were so high on me, so I have no choice but to do right by them.
Bree, you about to make me cry.
I already started crying, bro.
What about you? What's integrity to you? Because see, not only do for you, because you're not a native of this country, having come from Africa, Nigeria, integrity is fundamental. Honor is kept in high regard, and to change from your culture there, I mean, you've been here for several years, but how is it? Do you see a comparison? Do you see very defined differences? And how has it affected you?
Okay, well, I wouldn't say there's a difference. You know, regardless of if we speak different languages, I feel like, you know, respect is respect, whatever you are. You know what I'm saying? Honor is honor. There's no two different, you know what I'm saying, meanings for it. It means the same thing. But, you know, integrity to me, it's more like being honest, you know. And for a man, your word should be your bond, you know. And, you know, like my really close friends, you know what I'm saying, that are really close to me, they know how I feel about, you know, the things I feel about. And, you know, I'm really passionate and strong about whatever I believe in. And I just feel like, you know, you should just, you know, there's a certain way you should carry yourself, you know, and you should always respect others and, you know what I'm saying, just be honest about whatever it is, even if it's like the ugliest things, you know, sometimes. So, and for honor, you know, I've tried to leave my life, you know, behind, you know, my real dad who gave birth to me is in Nigeria and, you know, my American dad who I live here with in the United States in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just feel like they're like extremely perfect, you know, people. You know, I've been blessed to have both of them still in my life, and they're actually both pastors, and you know what I'm saying? So I try to live my life by day life. I know it's not possible, but you know, for the most part, I just try to do that. So integrity is it's a big part of my lifestyle and honesty.
Yeah. I can say from outside looking in, and dealing with the three of you, of the three, Jorge, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. Can I say
yes,
that?
Ma'am.
Can I?
Oh, yes,
you
ma'am.
Put pressure on yourself because of your integrity, because you want to be what's desired, because you want to maintain the light that shines through you. Sometimes I feel like you put unnecessary pressure on yourself. As athletes, do you feel that sometimes you all are scrutinized to a higher degree and that adds to a challenge sometimes to keep that level of integrity so high? Do you feel that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I do for myself personally, because I know, like, for me personally, a lot of sacrifices have been made from family to AAU coaches to high school coaches to my head coach and sister coaches now. Like, so I know a lot of sacrifices have been made for me just to be able to dribble the ball. So I feel like if I let somebody down, you know, that put a lot of their marbles in me, you know, I won't be able to sit right with that myself. But sometimes I got to realize, like, I can't get too high when I feel successful, but I also get, a big tendency of getting too low. And I get real low to the point, like, I won't even sleep just because, like, a bad game has been performed or something like that. But I know I put a lot of pressure on myself, but that's just the type of person I've been so far, the type of athlete. But I do think a lot of pressure be putting on athletes, period, especially, like, for this team and, you know what I'm saying, this coach and this program. I think we all want, like, success for us. But like Coach B saying, it's just a process. So you can't rush that. That's something you can't do.
Yeah, that's good. It is a process. And even as you shared how seriously you take your commitment to perform.
Yes, ma'am.
I think Ohe got a point, honestly. Because me personally, I know a lot has gone into me being here in the United States. You know, coming all the way from Africa, a whole different continent, and, you know, coming here. And that's why sometimes I try to tell the guys, you know, we might love this sport so much, and, you know, it's what we want to see ourselves doing, but sometimes that's not what, you know what I'm saying, we're going to end up doing, because, you know, I've always said this, God's plan is bigger than our existence, period. You know, God always has his own plan. So sometimes we might not get right with the coach or be on the same page with the coach and things might not go our way, but that's something we cannot control because, you know, you can't control your playing time or you can't control the shots you take that don't go in. So that's why I try to tell guys sometimes, you know, things you can control, like in classrooms and, you know, like the little things, you know, try to go as hard as you would go in basketball for your education. Because at the end of the day, once you graduate, no one can take that away from you, you know. So,
yeah.
But it can still be a lot of pressure, too, regardless of whatever it is. Because, you know, sometimes there's some classes I still struggle with and stuff like that. And I feel like, yeah, I have to pass a class with an A or a B. And some people are still, they're just hoping to get a D just to pass the class. So, you know, pressure can come from anything, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, anything you do,
yeah.
You know, being in college period, you can, you know, it could be stressful and, you know, so I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, to pick that one, like what off you were saying, though, it's easy to forget, like, one main thing we do. Like, yeah, we love this game, but I think it's easy for us to forget, like, it's supposed to be fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, we're in love with the sport, but at the same time, you want to win. You want to be the best person you could be. But at the end of the day, you still got to have fun with it. And I think that's what being a teammate with, like, Tunchi or Reed or, you know what I'm saying, guys that joke all the time, I think that's what helped me a lot. Like, even when you have a bad performance, like, I think they the type of guys you want on your team to make you forget about it and perform the way you want, you would like to perform the next game. So that's a good thing about having guys like that.
I agree. We are blessed. I've told many parents, the parents that I've spoken to, that the group of young men that we have on our team this year are answers to prayer. And y'all just, y'all do know. Y'all know I love you. Y'all know I love you.
Yeah.
But y'all are really a breath of fresh air to serve. To see you all put your heart in the game, to see you all build relationships with each other, it really is easy for me to serve you all in the capacity that I do. Taquan, you are a man of wisdom. You are a man with a great story. You are a man who didn't, as you stated, have the father figure and the men in your life to set the examples. You had strong women, and I got to see some of them. I apologize for not meeting them and letting them know who I was and how much I enjoy working with you. But for you, building relationships with males, discerning who is true and where honor should lie, How do you handle that? How do you handle that process?
Honestly, it's been quite an adjustment. I'm still working on it, building relationships. I can say Tunji and Jorge made it kind of easy for me because, like, I can tell they're genuine people. Like, I basically do it off of who doesn't ask me for anything, just do it out of who they are. Like, Jorge just telling me little things I can work on, things I can do, and Tunji doing the same. Like, when I first got here, I didn't know how to work my lights in my apartment, so... And Tunji was next door, and he was like, I got you. So he came over and fixed my lights for me, like, without me asking. And stuff like that. Like, I really appreciate stuff like that.
What about when it comes to things like with coaches? How easy is it to connect with them? Or male teachers or anything of that nature, male figures in authority? Do you find it challenging to gauge who they are and their value in your life, or does that come easy?
Well, when Coach Morgan and Coach Mooney was recruiting me, it was kind of easy because most of the other coaches recruiting me only talked about basketball, but with them, it was more of like who I am as a person and what I want from college. Like, you say, oh, what you eat today, or what you got planned today, how was work, how was family. They just care more about my well-being than more of what I can do for them on the basketball court. So I had no problem with trusting them. But for me, it's bigger than basketball. Like, I didn't come here to just play basketball and be the best. I wanted to become a better man and a better person overall. And I felt like Coach Moody and Coach Morgan wanted that for me, and they're pretty successful and very family oriented, so it's pretty easy.
That's good. I had a parent share with me this weekend, in the midst of all our fun. We had fun this weekend, guys, did we not?
We did.
Yeah, we had fun.
Good holiday.
It was great. It was a fantastic weekend. It was just a fantastic weekend. And I had a parent share with me concerning Coach Morgan and how she's grateful that her son has had the opportunity to work with him. And she's grateful for the impact that Coach has made on his life. Serving even as a father figure for that young man as well. And it spoke highly of his integrity as a leader and his value for each of you all as students, not just players, but as young men with futures that are bright and promising. And I know sometimes, you know, you all may feel like, oh, my God, man, please, whatever. But at the same time, after you get past that moment, you're able to plug back in and get done what needs to be done.
Yes,
Jorge,
ma'am.
Your dad, I love him. Your dad, I'm not going to call him crazy, but
yeah,
I'm
handful.
Calling him crazy. But now, you know what I'm saying? And I
yeah.
hope you're on the line, sir. You know I love you. But your
I'm sure
dad
he is
another one of those who gets in there and wants to be the one to help. He wants to be the game changer and add to so many different people's lives, you know, that are not his seed, but he has vision. Those type of men that you all encounter, and there's some women, Taekwon, your mom, you know, different people that you all have encountered that make that type of impact in your life that make you say, it's something in them that I like, that I want to add to my life. I want to mirror something that they do. If you all had to give me two people that have made that type of impact in your life where you see that they are a person of integrity and that they're a person that are true to their word, who would they be? Tunji, who would they be if you had to give me two?
Two people who, like you just said? Okay, well, first for me,
yeah.
It would be my, it has to be the my dad here in the United States. And I know this sounds crazy, but I've always said this, like, after God, like, God in heaven is him.
Gotcha.
You know, I've never met any human being. I've never met any human being like him before. And a lot of people don't understand why I give away a lot of my stuff sometimes, but it's just because I really, really want to be like him. You know, I love my dad, but I know my dad's not the best human being out there. There are people better than me and my dad, and I'm pretty sure there are people better than this man too. But I have never met anybody like him, and the times we spent together and the things we've done together, the things he showed me and the way he explained stuff, he's the most selfless human being I've never met anybody like him. And, you know, he's a person of integrity, and, you know, I don't know how much words I can put into this explanation so you can get my point, but he definitely gotta be him for me.
Awesome. Taquan? Who would it be?
Two people that did what now?
Have made an impact on you that you said, these people are people of integrity. There's something about their life that I want to grab a hold of to and even try to mirror in my life to make the same type of impact with someone else.
Okay, outside of my family, I would say my last coach, Coach Oliver at Vance Granville. He really, really made me. Like, he gave me that, what I missed when I was younger about not having a father. Like, he really treated me like one of his own. Like, when I didn't have a place to stay or a car or vehicle, he made sure that I was straight, like, no matter what. He even cut my haircut, like, before games.
Awesome.
Like, we sat and talked about kids, marriage, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, I don't know where I'd be without him. We talk a lot. We pray a lot together. He really changed me and my way of thinking.
That's awesome. Awesome. You're a second person?
Well, that's tough.
That is tough.
I would have to say, if I'm going to say family, I'm going to say my mom, of course, but I really don't know how to talk about my mom without getting emotional. Like, she kept me afloat with everything. Like, when I wanted to just give up on everything, she never doubted me or looked at me different. She just kept pushing me and just told me I was great. With anything I did, she just always put me ahead.
That's an awesome mom. That's an awesome mom. Awesome. What about you, Jorge?
If I had to pick two, one of them would be my brother that was... Tremendous, like, courage and hard work and dedication. Like, I think he didn't fear a thing, like, and anything he, like, placed in his mind that he wanted to do, he'll do it. No matter how many people think, you know what I'm saying, that's a crazy idea or you're not going to succeed or you're going to fail at that. I think he didn't care about any of that. I feel like he was probably the strongest person, like, I know, period, like, that can walk on this earth. So I take a lot from him, like, even to this day, even though he's gone, like, I still think about him and still think about how would he react to certain situations. And I try to, like, piggyback off of him. So that's one of them. And, like, outside of my parents, I have to go with my brother Darnell.
back at home. I just he sounds like my pops. Like he can, he just cares so much for people. You know, like even the people that did like that did him real dirty in the past, or people that's not too fond of him now. Like Donnell gives you the shirt off his back. You know what I'm saying? He can barely know you, but I think for him to have such a big heart, sometimes I tell him like you have too much big of a heart. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Like he cares. He's just a caring person. He cares for everybody. And, like, if you need something, you can call him. And if you don't have it, he'll make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you can get it. But, like, that's what I try to take from him as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I salute each of those individuals that you all named. It's evident that they play crucial parts in each of your lives and have left such an imprint that even when you would want to give up and step away, because of what they have instilled in you, what they've spoken over your life, how they've impacted you, you won't quit. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Wow. Such a blessing. Again, listening audience, these are three of the men who play basketball with Bluefield College under the leadership of Coach Richard Morgan and Coach Ryan Moody. And I'm blessed to serve as the character coach for these young men and also for the women's team at Bluefield College, in addition to working in admissions. This is my pleasure, serving these young men, watching them grow and become that which God has called them to. Each of them shared that they understand that playing ball, it's just a part of the process, but their expectations are far greater. The mandate that God has placed on their lives, far greater than just up and down the court. And again, these are young men that I esteem. Not highly than I should, but I'm grateful for the character. I'm grateful for their integrity. I'm grateful for their honesty with me. And equally, the fact that they honor me and the role that God has given me with the team. We keep it real. We don't sugarcoat. I talk to them like they are my sons. And they love and respect me like I'm Mama Belle. And it is such a blessing for me. Guys, I told you, time goes by so quickly. We're down to the last 2 minutes. We have a lot of callers on the line on tonight. I want to thank God for each of you who took time to call in. And for those who are on the podcast listening, we thank you so much for joining us this evening. And as always, with the Empowerment Place, it's our desire that as we gain insight and information, as we become empowered with the word of truth and relevant kingdom teaching, we take the responsibility to empower others. You know, if it's reading a new book, trying a new restaurant, even a new small business, anything of that nature, if it makes a good impact on you, we don't keep that information to ourselves. We take the responsibility to share it with others so that they're able to experience the same things that we have. It's not about keeping it to ourselves, but it's about sharing that we could make the kingdom happen right here on earth. We invite you all tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We will be having our weekly 5 a.m. prayer. If you have prayer requests, we ask that you email them to us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and you can inbox your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. Gentlemen, thank you. Jorge, thank you. Taekwon, thank you.
Yes, Junji, ma'am.
Thank you all for taking the time to share with me and our listening audience on tonight. You all know that I love you so much, and I speak the highest blessings of God upon each of your lives. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be empowered, but again, after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.